lies dead. I just need some place where I can.
All right, here we go back into it. And I looked around and I said, you know, it's about that time of year. Of course, it's whips and whiskey. We get a little crazy sometimes. Sometimes, and it's brought to my attention by none other than the mayor in waiting of Nama, Michigan, a guy who stumbled out of the woods, pine cones and dirt, and said, "I'll be the mayor of this one horse town." And they didn't realize there wasn't even a horse there. Ron Rademacher, everybody, travel writer, author, speaker, and a storyteller. Ron, how are you?
I'm just fine, Steve, just fine. No, we may not have a horse, but I'll tell you what we do have. I just stopped yesterday, and you got to remember to do this on the way home. Get at a roadside stand. The asparagus is almost over. It's delicious. Strawberries are going to be over soon. Man, the strawberries are so juicy and good this time of year. Ooh.
The
so
best.
We got fresh stuff out there. Yeah,
oh,
the best.
You know, I've had people come in to visit me in Michigan from out of state. Ivy's parents, for example, came up from Florida. We were down on the roadside stand. Look at that. Isn't that great? Oh, my gosh. And I had, it was north of Traverse City there, and we got some of the best peaches I've ever had and just had a great time. They said, this would never work in Florida because it's got the little honor system jar for money. I said, what, they'd steal the money? No, they'd steal it all. They'd steal the money, the fruit, the stand, the chair. They'd take it all. It wouldn't be instead of really.
That's bad.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so, of course, it's whips and whiskey, eh? How about that?
Tell me about it.
Well, this is down in Three Oaks, and, yeah, it goes on every year. This is celebrating the success of the Featherbone Corset Company at the Journeyman Distillery. You know, that this is back in the whaling days. They were whalebone was in a shortage, and Mr. Warren had a turkey farmer. He figured out how to make staves for corsets out of turkey bones. And the Featherbone Corset Company was born, most successful one in history, and they celebrate it every year. So get on down there this weekend.
Well, that's a pretty cool thing, isn't it?
Yeah, very cool.
Very cool. So are you?
And
are
if you don't have a, you know, if you don't have a, your own corset, you can go down there and admire somebody else's. So.
That might get you. That might get you in trouble in some.
Some places. Yeah, so that's going on.
At any rate, all right. So, of course, it's whips and whiskey. I like it a lot. What else is going on out there? Well, because you travel, you know, I talk to people all the time. You know, I read some of his books. You know, they're really good. I said, yeah, they are. Yeah. And,
wow.
Yeah,
that's good to hear. Yeah, great to hear that. Well, let's see, where else can we go here? St. Ignace, they got the car show this weekend. If you like the cruise, they're doing it different this year. It's not just going to be a car show. They're actually going to do a series of cruises, five different cruises, one across the Mackinac Bridge. One is going to go downstate when they head home to go through the Tunnel of Trees.
Oh, I love that.
Over the Nobbin Way. Yeah, that's a great drive.
Tunnel of Trees is great. Nobbin Way is a great spot. Yeah, these are all great spots you're talking about.
Yeah, you passed through that as you dribbled through. So that's going on. We were going to talk about Engineers Day, but we're going to scratch that. They are not opening the locks or the hydroelectric plant this year due to something. But they let me know that you can't get inside those this year. So go to St. Ignace instead and check out the muscle cars. Or go down to Howell for the Michigan this is the 30th time they've done this, the Balloon Fest.
37.
24 different pilots. Yeah, 37th, that's what it was. Yeah, 24 different pilots are going to compete this year. And, you know, they take these, the balloons take off. They got to make maneuvers. They got to land.
You know, I'm not far from there. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
when this happens, and the sky fills with balloons of every color that you can imagine at sunrise, it is such a cool thing to see. It really, and when they launch, as those flames roar and those balloons lift up, it is a very cool thing to watch. I 100% endorse that event.
Yeah, that thing is great. And I'll tell you, you are eloquent this morning. I'm impressed. You're just rolling over us. That's great. I stumble around. You just got it going.
Somebody's got to carry this thing.
this train wreck I'm into here.
Oh, I'm kidding.
So you got a couple other good things, though. Charlotte, outside of Lansing, is having their Bluegrass Festival.
And do you realize, Ron, do you realize how big Bluegrass has become? For some reason, I mean, it has just boomed during the pandemic. Bluegrass is the hot thing again. I don't know if it was ever the hot thing before. I mean, I've been to some bluegrass festivals. There's a few people, I mean, a few hundred, but they're not, but they're getting big and really big.
Yeah, they're getting big. And because and people were suddenly into it because people started picking up their instruments again. They had months on end. They said, hey, let's do a little practicing. And now they're out there. And I guess I've not been to this one in a couple of years since I lived out that way. But they say they have some of the best parking lot picking and grinning at any bluegrass festival they have here. So that's going to be a good time. And I think that there's going to be a beer tent as well.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, you got to have that.
So before we go, though, apparently your inauguration event, the mayor in waiting of Name of Michigan, you know, is having a big shindig over the weekend. I mean, I saved it best for last, Ron, because I want people to know that Mayor Ron, you know, is having a big old party. Do tell.
Well, we are having that. You've been in the general store, so that's where we set up in the yard out there, and there are going to be six different bands. This is the annual music festival, and we will be smoking pork butt for pulled pork sandwiches over Applewood. And there'll be beverages and dancing and singing and playing, and there'll be a little bit of bluegrass in there, too. So that's going to be a good time. June 26th only.
A little shucking and a jive and a little dancing going on in Name of Michigan.
Yeah, good little scoot, boot.
Yeah, there'll be Ron. Mayor Ron, there he is. Well,
yeah,
Ron.
Yeah, I'll be out there.
You've had an adult beverage, just one. How does that shock machine work? We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Wait a second. I've got a diagram right here. I've got a diagram right here. That's something for that. We'll have to share that with the listeners someday soon. Anyhow, Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. Too much voltage. Too much. MichiganBackroads.com. I'll give you $100. No, just like the diagram says, $100 right now. All right. Ron Rademacher, everybody, MichiganBackroads. We'll be right back.